From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Evil Archaeology. Congratulations to Virginia, this year's men's NCAA basketball champs, defeating Texas Tech in overtime, 85-77. Here's what's happening. U.S. Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Allis is stepping down from his post, calling it quits. The latest shakeup at the Department of Homeland Security following outgoing Secretary Kristian Nielsen's resignation yesterday. He was notified 10 days ago to prepare an exit plan in a signal that a transition of leadership at the Department of Homeland Security was imminent. He was told that he should be prepared to leave his post as head of the Secret Service. What a administration, topsy-turvy these days. President Donald Trump has designated Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. Now, this is the first time the U.S. has labeled another nation's military as a terrorist organization. An experimental cancer vaccine showed promising results in a small clinical trial of patients with lymphoma, according to a study published in the journal Nature Medicine. Researchers at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital tested the treatment in 11 patients with lymphoma. Their results were successful enough to warrant another clinical trial in March on lymphoma patients, as well as breast and head and neck cancer patients. Researchers said some patients in the initial human trial went into full remission for months, even years. Dr. Gary Ridenour with us. A vaccine, Gary, that just might have some promise. What do you think?
Yeah, it will be because, you know, for decades we tried to use vaccines and they failed. And now out comes this new vaccine, which is going to tell your immune system to go and kill cancer cells. And this is amazing. There's only 3 of 11 patients. It's small, but it's the threshold of an exciting new cancer therapy that hopefully the cost won't be a factor.
And what do you do? Basically just give a person a vaccine or a series of shots and that's it?
Well, what you do is that first there's low-level radiation given so you can shrink the size of the lymphoma, which is the cancer of lymph cells, down a little bit. Then you put the vaccine in, and it goes in and tells your immune system, reprograms your immune system to tell it to go and get these cells that are not normal. And it goes and finds cells all through your body that are cancer cells, like metastatic cells, and kills them.
Gary, thanks for your expertise. We're really hopeful. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Eating raw garlic could help prevent age-related memory loss by Alzheimer's and Parkinson's patients, according to scientists. The natural compound found in garlic improves the health of bacteria in the stomach and also improves cognitive health in the elderly. That's an amazing story. Using electricity to precisely stimulate the brain can boost people's working memory, according to a new study. The team at Boston University gave people in their 60s and 70s the working memory of someone in their 20s. Now, the effect lasted only 50 minutes after the stimulation stopped. But still, it's pretty dramatic. NASA astronaut Anne McCain and Canadian astronaut David St. Jacques spent 6 hours, 29 minutes completing several repairs and upgrading tasks on the International Space Station, but it all worked. What else is going on in the skies? Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. Stephen, what do you have for us?
Hi there, George. Hey, exciting news as we continue to talk about space. The launch of the second SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, originally set for a launch this past Sunday, is now targeted to launch Wednesday as the launch window, George, opens up at around 6:36 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And there's literally, George, SpaceX fever all around this launch facility, as you would expect, as they're expecting upwards of 100,000 people to get set to view this launch. And a little history, George, about Launch Pad 39A, obviously the place where the Falcon Heavy will launch from. Mm-hmm. The first rocket ever launched there was Apollo 4 back on November the 9th of 1967, and it's going to be the first use of the Block 5 boosters on the Falcon Heavy and the first commercial payload to launch on a Falcon Heavy. From astronomy, George, it continues. An amazing new sunspot, that is, has now appeared on the sun's eastern limb. Unusual as we get into solar minimum. It's called Active Region 2738, simply larger than the Earth and slowly making its way across the solar disk, producing B-class solar flares. And so far in 2019, the sun has been spotless for an incredible 62 days, and now this appears. As we wrap up, We talk the live sky, and as April moves on, George, look tonight or into the early morning hours at the crescent moon. You'll see it very close to the Pleiades star cluster. And then on Tuesday night, the moon and the planet Mars together. First quarter moon on Friday. But for planets, George, as we wrap up, Jupiter, amazing and bright in the southern sky at sunrise. And folks, take a look at Mercury. It'll be at its greatest elongation, thus about 28 degrees away from the rising sun. Beautiful things happening on our April skies. Dr. Sky reminds you always, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies and email me often at drsky@cox.net.
Thank you, Stephen. Always good talking to you. Up next, a very controversial media figure, Alex Jones, joins us. You can't go anywhere these days without hearing or seeing a story about Alex, and he is next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. I've gotten more emails about our guest who's coming up in just seconds here than anybody I've ever had. Lots of people excited about it. Some people upset. We're going to get into that. And we're going to also kind of give you the real story behind Alex Jones, what's going on in his life, and maybe make some clarifications for a lot of people, especially for Alex, so people can really understand where he's coming from. Alex Jones, is, if you do not know who he is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, political researcher, media host as well. His websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, are right there at the top of the alternative media, and he is recognized by many as the father of the 9/11 truth movement. And also a few other stories, which we will get into. And I was watching this weekend Vice, the movie with Christian Bale playing the part of Dick Cheney. And right at the end of the movie, Alex Jones, you pop up for a few seconds.
They've got me everywhere. In fact, I went and saw a documentary about the founder of the modern conservative movement, William F. Buckley, and the movie ends with me again. And so I can talk about what's really going on here. I've actually discovered it. I know it. It's an incredible conspiracy that I can prove here on air. They intend, that is dark globalist forces, to use me as the first domino to take down the First Amendment. But first, they've got to create this straw man villain and get the public to buy in to destroying somebody that was very popular. Then once I fall, the rest of the dominoes, they believe, will fall.
Well, you're still popular. And I want to talk about the biggest issue that, and I've known you for years, but I want to talk about the biggest issue that has affected you personally, affected you a little emotionally, and has affected you legally.
Because you've known me 17 years.
Yes, I have. And you've been in some litigation that is still ongoing. So if there's some things you cannot talk about, I fully understand.
Sure, I can talk about everything.
I want to talk about a story that is probably one of the saddest stories we've seen in a long time. It's Sandy Hook. Back in December 14th of 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut, a 20-year-old sick young man by the name of Adam Lanza killed his mother in the morning and then went into a school and shot away at the Sandy Hook Elementary School and killed 20 young kids, 6 and 7 year olds, and 6 staff members. It was a horrible story. He then killed himself, shot himself in the head. It is the biggest mass shooting at a high school or grade school in U.S. history, the deadliest. A lot of us in the media reported on this horrible story. Those of us who are parents, as Alex Jones is, were deeply affected by it. But this one story, Alex, has affected your career to the point where you've been taken off YouTube, Facebook issues, all kinds of social media problems because of what people think you did. And I want you to explain that because you've talked about it before in this program, but I think right now it's a very critical time in your career. I know how you feel about the parents who lost their kids. I know that personally because you and I have talked about it. But I want you to tell me, in your words, what happened back in 2012 when you first heard the story, and how did this rumor follow you?
And I'm going to do that, but 5 minutes before we went live tonight, you're like, you've been on this show probably 60, 70 times. Even at the time, you never brought up Sandy Hook. And I've never heard you, even on your own show, get into Sandy Hook, even though you were on 6 months ago and spent 30 minutes on this, still in the media. They say Jones says it didn't happen and he's sending people to the families of the children's houses, which I never did. So I'll explain the deception, not of the families, but of some of the groups behind this and what their master plan is. We actually know and how sick this is. But going back to the time, Sandy Hook happens, and I come out on air and I say, oh, I bet he was on Prozac-type drugs. You know, I bet he's into shoot 'em up video games, which later came out. Then the internet, because they had seen so many false flags, like the babies in the incubators that got their brains bashed out in 1990 that didn't happen to lead us in the first Gulf War, or fake WMDs, or today the Jesse Smollett, you know, type hoax, or the Russian collusion hoax. So people had seen all these Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods. The internet was on fire saying it wasn't real. And so I covered both sides of it. We've looked it up maybe 20 times back when it happened. That's about the sum total. And then that was it. Then all these investigators, people like former school safety experts and professors and others, there's a long list of professors, said it was staged. And they had former CIA high-level operatives come out and say it wasn't real, and actually challenge me and say, no, this didn't happen. And then so over the next few years, I looked at some of the anomalies and had questions, and later I found out some of the anomalies weren't accurate. So as soon as I said, I believe Sandy Hook happened about 3-4 years ago, happened 7 years ago, all hell broke loose. And liberal media and leftist media and establishment media took it as weakness and said, oh my gosh, Jones admits he was lying. He made it up. His whole career is about it. When I never talked about it on your show in probably 60 plus, right. You know, right. 70 times. What is it, probably 100 times? So that's a question. Maybe Tom, the producer, can look it up. How many times have I been on Coast to Coast? It's probably 70 or 80 times. I'm going from memory. We'll see if you can count them up. It's quite a job, but it's probably on the Coast to Coast AM website all the times I've been on as either a two-hour guest, one-hour guest, 15-minute guest.
Or a news guest. Or a news guest.
Probably, what do you think, 70, 80 times? Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
60?
Who knows? So many.
It's over 50.
I can barely remember how many times I've been on.
Well, you've been on thousands, but how many times did I ever bring up Sandy Hook, George?
Zero.
Until Hillary Clinton, in the 2016 campaign, ran $18 million worth of ads, the Federal Elections Commission reported, on her, quote, dark heart, fake news, alt-right media speech. They made an ad out of that. They ran $18 million worth of ads. That was her last month push against Donald Trump. And she thought, well, we'll just edit Alex Jones. We'll put it out of context. It looks terrible for him to be saying no kids died. And then that'll defeat Trump. Well, when Trump still won, the Democrats still went with bring down Donald Trump. As you said before we went live, you said, I've never seen so much negative media against anybody except maybe Trump. And that's it. They had Russiagate, and then they had Sandy Hook. Alex Jones is a denier and says these little kids didn't die, which is out of context and isn't true. For years, I've said it completely happened. But again, you set up Alex Jones against poor dead children, which I'm so sad about, so sad for the families. My God, I've got four children. You've got children and grandchildren. But it doesn't matter. Once the media picks it up, it's a news cycle that never stops. Vanity Fair, Associated Press, Washington Post, New York Times. We're talking every day, dozens.
Does it wear on you? Is it getting to you right now?
You know, it does get to me when I'm walking down the street, and most people like me, but if I'm in liberal areas of Austin, like downtown, has some of the best restaurants in Austin, and it's kind of like San Francisco now in Austin. That Google's moved there. They've all moved there. And people will scream, F you, Russian spy, you're going to go to prison. You're going to get the gas chamber. But now that that came out to be a hoax, everybody knows it, they've left me alone on that. So now they say, I'm going to kick your butt when I'm eating dinner at a restaurant and knock my tea over and say, how dare you harass those families and those kids? And I'll say, where's the video? Where's the video of me saying go harass the kids or their families? So that's where we're at, is it's simply a way to take a populist talk show host that they believe got Donald Trump elected, which I don't think is really even the case, and just because they can't get Trump, I'm low-hanging fruit, so I'm like a chew toy for a pit bull.
Now, this is what couples the issue, too. We know that there are groups out there that want to take away our guns and crush the Second Amendment. That's out there. That's real. In the things they would stoop to try to create issues to get people to hate guns and to panic, are real. They're out there. So when you mix in that possibility with the very tragic story of Sandy Hook, and my God, in a minute, I want you to talk directly to the parents of those kids, Alex, those who may be listening to you right now. you can understand how people are so suspect of the deep state and what they may do to get your guns pulled away and do all these other things. But take a moment, and even if there's one parent from the Sandy Hook tragedy who lost a kid, I want you to talk to them.
Well, absolutely. That's why about 4 years ago, I was contacted by some of the families, and they said, listen, these professors and people that are up here investigating us, they're crazy. Please tell them stop. And I said, well, I'm not the one involved. But then I interviewed some of the people from those doubting, and some of the things they were saying were outlandish. So I distanced myself. And so some of the people that think Sandy Hook's totally faked and said, oh, you're covering it up. And that's when I really started to break completely with it. And again, I was sucked into this. It was barely something I ever even talked about, as you're a witness to. So the media was making it my identity. It become this weird swirling black hole over New Haven, Connecticut, and over Sandy Hook and that whole area there. And so I was already trying to say, this isn't my identity, get me away from it. But I've been completely sucked in. So I have told the families through my own show, through your show, like I was here 6 months ago. I've told them through countless other programs that I don't believe the true conspiracy theorists are saying, that no children died. I've talked to people that know the families. It really happened. It's a tragedy. Mass shootings happened. But please stop saying through the lawyers that I'm saying nobody died. And it doesn't stop. NPR last week had two shows saying, Jones says no one dies. And the families are on saying, Jones just won't stop saying it. And it's like an exact thing they say that I guess comes from the law firms. And so that's all coming out. And now they've had Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal of Connecticut. Anybody can search engine this. And they've said, quote, Alex Jones is terrorizing the families. We must ban him and others from the internet, and Google and Facebook are to blame as well. And so they, again, it's not the parents. They're great people. So sorry for them. I'm a parent as well. It tears my heart out. But it's the lawyers and the senators that are on record saying, quote, take Alex Jones off to save democracy. And then once people accept totally removing me, they can tell any lies they want about me they want. I can't respond. But more importantly, the precedent set to bring down all other independent media, and talk radio is number one next up in their sights.
Oh, I mean, my God, can you imagine if you were in China right now? You wouldn't be on anymore.
I'd be dead.
You'd be dead. There's no question about it. You'd be dead. So you're in litigation. I don't want to dwell on that. What happens, happens.
It's litigation. If Sandy Hook couldn't kill the Second Amendment, they're trying to use it. Not the wonderful poor families that I really feel sorry for, but the establishment is on record saying, we want the kill shot. We want to take Alex Jones down. The Democrat senators are saying, we're going to use this to take right-wing media down. And so they think because I'm independent, the rest of right-wing media like Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or others will leave me out to hang. They haven't. And you're more of a libertarian populist who I know will probably win as a Democrat, who I totally support running for president, George. So no, seriously, a lot of people want to draft you for that. I had a poll on my website, and you won it against all the other Democrats. I'm nonpartisan. I'm just a libertarian. And these guys are using me, this false narrative, this false straw man they've built to bring down the whole First Amendment.
Alex, good luck in this quest that you're doing. You're going to be with us for the next hour and a half. We will take calls next hour with Alex Jones. Please be civil. Please. And I just wanted you to hear it from him directly in terms of what he thinks is going on in this country, what he has said, so you can hear it from the horse's mouth. Not that you're a horse.
No, I love it. A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
I call you the bulldog. You know, I mean, you're a tough journalist. And I think one of the things that people who don't know you don't understand is when you get into a story, you bite onto it and you don't let go. I've seen you on stories and on issues. When you get passionate about, you don't stop. And gosh, there's lots of them there. You're part of
my... like vaccines. The vaccine insert that comes with the drug. And I know vaccines are real. They can help people when they're clean and good. It's a real technology.
Some of them.
But when you actually read the insert of every one, it says could kill you, could give you cancer, could give you neurological disorders, could give you autism. And then they say it's a conspiracy theory when parents whose children have been hurt go on Facebook or YouTube and say, my child died or my child's sick. Everybody has a vaccine damage story. Everybody I know in the military who was given the shots said they made a lot of people sick. And we're not supposed to have a voice. We have a voice about any other product on the market to say on Yelp or whatever what we think. But you try to to go on Yelp or Facebook and talk bad about vaccines, and you're the devil.
Let's talk about social media when we come back in a moment. Alex Jones with us, our special guest tonight on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Alex, before we get into social media, I want you to clear up another story that broke over the last week or two that said you took a deposition in this Sandy Hook lawsuit, and that you said the reason why you said what you said was because you had some psychosis attack or something like that. So why don't you clean that up?
Sure, and again, I'm actually glad this is all happening and I have a chance here on 600-plus radio stations to do this, because they've had thousands of articles the last few years, thousands, and hundreds of national TV shows obsessing over all these lies. Now, I remember 2 years ago, it was a big national story, a custody battle I had with my ex-wife over the custody of my children.
Sure.
Now, I actually have my children 90% of the time right now. The national media said I lost my children. It wasn't true. That's an example of fake news. They were having an evidentiary hearing where my ex-wife, God bless her, lawyers, said, look, here's Jones 10 years ago dressed as the Joker doing a satire piece against fluoride and Prozac, saying, oh, kids, drink your fluoride, you'll see your pretty colors, take your Prozac, you'll be a mass shooter. Had like 10 million views on YouTube. It was satire. They wanted to introduce stuff of me as Cobra Commander going, I'm Cobra Commander, and I love world government. So my lawyers go, Your Honor, he's serious most of the time. When he's doing those YouTube pieces, it's a joke, it's satire, he's being an actor. When Jack Nicholson is playing the Joker, he's not really the Joker. Well, that was, Jones says he's an actor. No. Well, I'm on right now. I'm 100% who I am, Alex Jones. You've known me since 2003, had me on all these times. Never talked about Sandy Hook. So again, I'm doing a 3.5-hour deposition. And I'm talking about how when the government lies about Jussie Smollett, or when Jussie Smollett lies and then gets away with it, trying to stage a hate crime reportedly, or when the whole Russiagate turns out to be fake, or we learned that the Gulf of Tonkin was fake to get us into Vietnam, or we learned about fake dead babies and incubators to give us in the first Gulf War, or WMDs, or any of this, you've got on one end people that are mentally ill and believe whatever they're told by the establishment, and on the other end, you've got people that think the world is flat, the Easter Bunny's real, and who think I'm Bill Hicks. And so what I'm saying is there becomes something, quote, almost like psychosis, where you start believing, because you've been lied to, everything is fake. And I've had almost a form of psychosis before, where I really started thinking, like 10 years ago, because of Operation Northwoods and everything else, because we've been lied to so much, that basically I had a prejudice towards everything being fake. So that was almost like a form. And then I was talking about the general public, and then that was spun by corporate media again. Instead of saying Alex Jones was right about world government, Alex Jones was right about the European Union, or Alex Jones was right about all these hundreds and hundreds of things, like Donald Trump was going to win, or the polls were fake, or all these other hundreds of things that you've been right about, George, I've been right about, those of us that legitimately ask questions the American way, First Amendment. So they just figure out a way to totally pick in choose, because I don't script what I'm going to say, things out of context, where I was saying your compass mentally goes off. Just like if there's a big magnetic rock in a mountain and the Marines are hiking over it and they get over a magnetic rock, suddenly their compass doesn't work. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It means when you're being lied to on every front, you start not knowing what's true, and it's almost like a form of psychosis. Plus, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist. I can't diagnose myself. So that statement, picking and choosing over a 3.5-hour deposition, is put out to say, Alex Jones says he's psychotic and everything he says is a lie. No, the people twisting that and having thousands of newspapers, CNN, ABC News, NBC, why are they so obsessed? I learned why, George. And this story answers the question of the censorship on social media, the censorship of conservatives, the censorship on college campuses. I have, going through this, discovered why it's so unified, why it's so focused, and who's behind it.
I have never in my career, which spans since 1969, seen somebody get so much publicity.
You've had three Emmys, been in news for decades.
I've been around. I have never seen anybody get the kind of publicity, good or bad, as you. It is absolutely incredible. I have gone online to look at stories, and you pop up in 15 other stories. I mean, it is unbelievable.
When I say thousands, I'm not exaggerating. I get Google alerts. Some days it's 1,000.
You've got to be one of the most recognized persons on the planet right now.
Let me tell you what happened. And I'm not just kissing your butt, it's true. You know, you were in the Navy, an officer, you know, you're about to be a great grandfather, you've been around a while, and you're very diplomatic about your words. It's very calculated in that you speak from the heart, but you know how things are taken out of context. I am off the chain.
You're flamboyant.
And so here's what happened, and we actually discovered this. I got contacted by a lot of high-level people, good folks in the Pentagon and others. You have a lot of sources. And this was early on. And Roger Stone, when he was working as a correspondent at InfoWars, he's been gagged now. He can't speak. He is one of Trump's chief advisors. That's why they're so afraid of him. And I'm in D.C. before the inauguration the day before. And I'm in a hotel room with Roger Stone. We're doing a live broadcast. And he goes, listen, I've learned that Obama signed an executive order putting $2 billion into a countering foreign propaganda and disinformation act. We've been named as Russian agents. They're going to come after us. And I'm sitting there, and it's at night, and I'm having a scotch and water. We just got off air, and I'm like, relax. The government knows we're not bad guys. Trump's the president. It's all going to be taken care of. He goes, okay, I'm just telling you. Then about a week later, Zero Hedge comes out, and Obama had signed an executive order right before Trump got into office with $2 billion. Roger just got in the call. But now it's Zero Hedge. But Zero Hedge is linking to C-SPAN and to hearings and to the bill that had been passed and the executive order that was on top of it. And it said, we're going to call the independent media and talk radio and conservatives and everybody Russian agents. And they had congressional hearings then saying Alex Jones is a Russian agent. I wasn't called. I couldn't face my accusers. I swear on all four of my children and before God, I've never talked to the Russians, never taken money. I'm an American, red, white, and blue. We know that was all used. So they looked at all the conservative media. And it's not that I'm even that good. It's that they went, he's the most flamboyant. He's the one we can take out of context to demonize and build up as this bad guy using literal Defense Department money, $2 billion, put into the CIA. But you've all heard about the embedded groups of Democrats and all that that just got in trouble. In fact, there's criminal indictments about to be handed down. There's 8 referrals by Nunes, the chief Republican on the Judiciary Committee, going over Friday to the Justice Department for indictments. So this whole thing was illegal. So they chose me as a figurehead in the whole fake Russia investigation behind the scenes to get everybody in government who was on the payroll to get ready to go after media and this un-American stuff they were doing in the name of stopping Alex Jones. And so that's why they've built me up. So while they're censoring Ann Coulter and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Joseph Farah and 1,000 other people, they all make it about Alex Jones, who they demonize, so that no one's looking at all the other censorship. They make it all about me because they believe I'm a weak domino to take down. And I'm not saying I'm a weak domino. I'm giving a real analysis here because of my flamboyance, my openness. They said, he's popular, he's big, he's a populist. We'll take his persona, build him into this devil, bring him down. And here's what happened. You heard about BuzzFeed and all these other publications laying off hundreds of people a few months ago. That's because there was 2 months of funding that ran through February 1st. Excuse me, 2 years of funding that ran through February 1st that started in February of 2017 because the Defense Authorization Act is always the next year. So they passed the Defense Authorization Act in December. Obama signs executive orders directing money in that, over $2 billion, to literal leftist in-bed groups is what Trump calls them. I call them stay-behind networks. That's the technical name of the CIA, to literally run an anti-free speech, anti-Alex Jones operation, thinking we'll make him unpopular, we'll demonize him, no one will defend him. Then when he's not defended, the precedent set, we'll take everybody down. But 2 months ago, the funding ended. Hundreds were laid off per fake publication that brought up the fake dossier, Trump being urinated on in Russian hotels, all of it made up. So now you've got Senator Murphy and Blumenthal, again out of Connecticut, Blumenthal's son runs the law firm running all the suits against me, basically. And they, this is on record, are reintroducing a bill, hoping Trump doesn't notice, countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act for even more billions to completely finish the censorship takeover. So if you wonder who's running Google and Facebook and intimidating them, you'll see Democrat senators saying, I want conservatives and libertarians off. I want talk radio off. And if you don't do it, I'm going to fire you. So because Trump has not stop the censorship, he's created a vacuum where the Democrats are actually able to come in with intelligence agency funding Obama set up before he left with these rogue agency groups to bring in this reign of terror. And that's the giant secret that I was chosen as this image of fake news to sell the public on the complete collapse of the First Amendment.
And this is not a conspiracy theory.
Anybody can search engine the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, who sponsored it, who passed it, the executive orders afterwards, directing the money, and even AP, Reuters. Remember, 8 years ago, they changed the law in Congress, and Obama signed it, to quote, propaganda, CIA propaganda legalized in the U.S. Before it was illegal to have propaganda used in foreign countries, like against Russia, right, used against us. So it was legalized 2 years into Obama, 8 years ago. And then it was codified and funded 2.5 years ago when Hillary lost. And then I was chosen because of my flamboyance to take things out of context, to set the precedent as the poster boy to bring everyone down. And that's why, George, you've seen more propaganda against me than you've seen before they invade, as a naval officer, you'll get this, a foreign country.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's not me. They've chosen me as the archetype. They've chosen me as the archetype to build this false thing and then bring everyone down. So they basically took me with a hammer over the Mordor's gates and hammered who I really was into this ring of doom that they now wear like Sauron to take down the whole country and the world. And that's what's so incredible. I'm not just saying it. It's not me. They actually, I don't want to say my weakness, but the fact that I didn't realize that they would do this to me, out of context, they have taken my identity and built this ring of doom that they now wear to take down the country. And that's what people have to understand it.
Where do you stand with social media these days? What's happening?
Well, here's what happened. When Hillary lost and they thought she would win and had Newsweek printed up, Madam President, and they, you know, 98% New York Times said she'd win. Hillary had tried to tie me to Trump and try to demonize Trump with me. When that didn't work, the Democrats believed their propaganda that I got Trump elected, which really wasn't true. I was just a part of it. I take the credit. It's just not true. Then once they lost, they actually smoked their own dope. They believed that I had defeated Hillary Clinton. Now is this demon like Godzilla attacking Tokyo that had to be destroyed. And so we went from, no exaggeration, I mean, we would get 30, 40 million views a week on Facebook. We would get 30, 40 Jeez. Million views a week on YouTube, 30, 40 million views a week on Twitter. And it went down to days after Hillary lost, they put a shadow ban where none of my followers could see what we were doing. You had to go to the Facebook or YouTube physically to see it. So it went down 98%.
Overnight.
And later documents came out that when they shadow ban, it's 98%. Other people too. But I could look at our own metrics, our own graphs on our servers, 98%. So they basically killed me on social media the day after Hillary lost. But then they said, we want to set the precedent to ban other people. And so last August 6th, I was banned on over 100 platforms. We were the number one news app on Apple. We had 3 million users, banned them. We were number one on iTunes for radio shows, banned them. That was 17 million subscribers. Now, most of them didn't open the podcast every day. It was about 2 million. They banned all the people that worked for me, David Knight, Owen Schroyer. David Knight had 9 million subscribers. He's super conservative. You'd love him. He got banned off iTunes. We were banned on over 100 platforms in 3 days. And it just got crazier after that. And now they took bank accounts away. Now I get thrown out of restaurants. I get spit on. People believe I'm literally Hitler. They scream, F you, Russian agent. They scream, F you. I mean, and most people like me, but it doesn't matter. I'll be in a restaurant of 100 people.
And it just takes one.
They'll be the one walks over, I mean, and they'll slap me in the head. And I've learned not to get up and fight them.
You've been hit?
Oh, my God.
Jack Osborne, Ozzy's son, just got hit in the back of the head outside of some coffee shop here in Hollywood.
They always hit the back of the head. This is the thing. Who's the guy? I always forget his name. Who's the guy that Francis Ford Coppola's nephew? He's a great actor. He's in so many movies. I'm forgetting his name.
Older guy? Younger guy?
He's in Raising Arizona. What's his name?
I'll get it.
It'll pop my head.
I'll get it.
He came to Austin to film Joe, which is a really good movie about East Texas. It's filmed in Central Texas, but it's literally East Texas. Like, I have an uncle named Joe that drove the same blue Chevy truck and acted just the same. He's still alive, but he came to town.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. And it was in the local news that he'd try to go get sushi. The reason I was interested is my divorce had started 6 years ago. And I lived in a high-rise downtown at the time, and I saw Nicolas Cage outside one day. Well, then I learned he left Austin because he was physically attacked 3 times. So it's not just me. The new thing is to attack celebrities from behind and slap them in the back of the head.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, number one, take care of yourself. I don't want you to get stroked out because you are a decent person who has been in a lot of stuff right now. I mean, a lot of stuff right now. And I'm glad you were able to tell people your thoughts about Sandy Hook. I think that's so important for you.
George, I'm very thankful for you to have the courage, because I know you get demonized, you get lied about. I just want to say it again. You've been a naval officer. You've got 3 Emmys. You've been number one radio show, you know, for over a decade. I never talked about this. And you understand this is wartime level propaganda. I'm not that important. They chose me as the symbol of fake news, even though I'm not, to take this country down, but America's not buying it.
No, you got to keep fighting back. We're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM and take phone calls with Alex Jones, ask him a question, and he'll give you his answer in the way Alex Jones does. Websites are?
We've got a new one because they censor Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and that's got the latest up-to-date verboten information. And people say, I wish you were still on the air. I'm still on the air at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and, of course, right here at CoastToCoastAM.com.
There you are. All right, stick with us. Alex Jones's websites, he just gave them out to you. We will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM, and we will take your phone calls. So don't touch your dial. We'll be right back.